recently on an Andy Bowen group on Facebook, there was a post from Greg Harper, the musician and writer of Status Quo in the 1980s. And he was suggesting the idea of a re-release of Andy's solo material that he recorded in the 70s. And I agree with him, because in an era of reissues and quite obscure stuff coming out, the fact that Andy Bowen continues to be overlooked for such a thing, and goodness knows why, he is tied to, he's been a member of one of the biggest British rock bands for the past 42 years, plus playing with them for close to 50, even if just behind the curtain, you know. And add to that, played with some absolute legends in rock music, such as Peter Frampton, for example, and many others besides. He was a member of The Herd. He was in Judas Jump. He's played with absolutely everybody. Everybody. I mean, he is almost the musician's musician. You know, he's fluent in many different instruments. You know, he can play piano, and that is what Quo will know him for, along with harp, you know, harmonica. But he's a bass player, he can play guitar, he's a multi-instrumentalist, which, you know, is pretty impressive. And if you look down his CV, it's bonkers that his albums that he made in the 70s have not had any re-release whatsoever. You know, they've been floating around bootleg circles for years, which is how fans, you know, some fans have heard it. But, you know, the album's Gone to My Head, Sweet William, Comeback Romance, All Is Forgiven, Good Advice, completely null and void. I mean, apart from, now that I say it, a couple of reissues in Korea a few years ago, but not really a widespread release, you know. And when he released his last studio album, last so far, Unfinished Business, in 2011, that was on Cherry Red Records. And I would imagine what they would have done was they would have said, if this sells well, then we'll do the previous catalogue, because that's kind of, I think, what Cherry Red do. I mean, they have also re-released the Bob Young Country album, you know, and maybe the same thing applied. But none of that ever happened. It didn't really go anywhere beyond. And the closest, as I say, are these reissues on CD in Asia. But really, the fact that it's remained untouched pretty much is really odd. Really odd. I first became aware of Andy's work outside of the band and outside of The Herd and everything else when I was on the Status Quo message board. Remember that? Remember that? That was a weird, wild, and sometimes wacky place. And one day I was talking about, or got into a conversation about Andy Bowen's solo material and how I hadn't really heard it. Maybe there was a clip on YouTube, but didn't really go beyond there. And then, I'm sorry, I don't remember the person's handle on the message board, but somebody offered to send me a vinyl copy that he had of Andy's album Good Advice, and said he wasn't going to play it anymore and didn't really have much interest anymore, so, you know, sent it to me. This is slightly before vinyl had its resurgence, so I, you know, there was probably other things at play as well. So this guy sent it to me, and he basically said, you know, if we ever meet in person, if you ever go to a convention or anything like that, just owe me a Guinness, essentially. I'm afraid I don't remember. If you are that person, get in contact. If we're ever in the same room, maybe we were in the same room a few years ago and we didn't know it. I still owe you that Guinness. Yeah. So they sent me this album and I listened to it not knowing what I was going to get. And I was impressed. And I've seen many comments down the years of people talking about the style of music, or, you know, it not being to their taste. Maybe that Andy's voice doesn't quite work for things. And it's like, but actually, Andy's a bit of a genius when it comes to it, because some of it, you know, he's got this sort of beautiful way with words, you know, so that even when I listen to an Andy Bowen album, you then go and listen to some of the stuff he did in Quo, and, you know, the stuff he's written, and you go, that's an Andy Bowen track. I can tell it, even though he's not singing it, because of the rhythm of the words or the way that he does things with melody. And certainly Good Advice in particular has got some lovely little ballads on there, like Lions and Eagles, I think it's called, you know, beautiful thing, or Human, as I call it, mainly because of that chorus, you know, beautiful. There's also sort of more like 12-bar-y things like Money on My Mind, Rock and Roll Baby Blues, which of course was written about Rick, and that's actually said in Rick and Francis' biography in 2004, I believe. Haven't read it for some time, but I'm sure there's a note in there about it. And it's a beautiful song, you know, the many different layers and everything. And then you have other moments of like eccentricity and trying things out, trying out different genres. Andy isn't one genre. He's not hard rock, he's not disco, he's not folk, he's not country. He's not pop, he's not rock, he's not anything. He's just Andy Bowen, you know. And each album seems to have its own sound to it and its own vibe, you know. And shortly after having Good Advice, and first off listening to it in the wrong speed because my record player was broken. I didn't know any different, you know. So you're listening, and you're like, oh, it's a bit of a weird key that he's in. And then you listen to it at the proper speed, and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then I bought Comeback Romance on vinyl, and that was even better, even more eccentric. A lot of country vibes in there, things like Too Good to Last, Love, 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 you know. I remember reading an interview with him a few years ago, talking about his recent album that's just been reissued, actually. Do go and grab it on CD if you can. And they said, oh, there's one of the tracks on there that goes very much into country, which is a bit of a departure. And I thought, my personal opinion was, if you listen to the older tracks, you know, the stuff from the 70s, it's not a departure at all. He likes to kind of veer into that country ballad type thing. He's certainly got, you know, slide guitar on there, and he knows what to do with it, you know. I just love his solo material. It's not to everybody's taste, and certainly a song that he released as a single, Another Shipwreck, Quo did it a million times better. It's just my opinion. But Andy did disco. You know, he tried disco. And I think that's the thing. He's not kind of weighed down by one perimeter or another. He kind of approaches it like an art student, I guess, like an artist. Get that artistic eccentricity that he inserts into stuff. You know, it's just there, I guess, really. Hopefully I'm making sense, because the thing is, right, I'll be listening to an Andy Bowen solo album, and even on that recent one, like, it's like it's really credible the way that it sounds, and when actually there's a lot of silly things going on in the background, but you don't care, you know, like the song Rubber Gloves. It's like this makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. But it's a novelty song, but it's not a novelty song, because it just rocks so hard, you know. Same with like Got a Million and Built to Last. It's like there's lyrics in there I think he's got a lyric in there about no one rides my babe but me or something. And it's like there is a tongue-in-cheek humor side to it, but the riff is so credible and hard and interesting that it kind of almost goes over your head. So you end up like part laughing, but part going, fair play, fair play. You know, that's the essence, I think. It's really hard to distinguish, you know. But then really all I'm trying to say here is that Andy deserves a lot more, I think. I think so. I would buy a box set of all the albums that he's released. All of them. Even with like singles on the end. I mean, he is the singing voice for Tarot, the Ace of Wands theme from the early 70s. Iconic. You ask anybody about Tarot and they'll go, oh God, yeah, that, yeah. Andy was the voice of that, right? Supersonic. That kind of off the wall, slightly out of convention music show that said Top of the Pops is about its presenters and who's presenting on screen and presenting the things. Let's just have the people behind the scenes queuing up the next act so that it's just about the music. And it's kind of a bit weird at the same time. He sang the theme for that. He's involved in that. In fact, there are loads of performances of him on YouTube, you know, performing on that show. You know, so he's a part of pop culture. I mean, he helped write Whatever You Want. He is the reason that Burning Bridges was a thing. I mean, he's technically had a number one single with that composition because of the Man United tie-in. I particularly love his stuff. I'm thinking of things like Confidence on the Thirsty Work album, which kind of has this like over-ended optimism with a tiny bit of pessimism like thrown in, you know, in the way in which those pianos kind of light up, you know. So yeah, I think in regards to his solo work, it would be nice to fill in a piece of the puzzle, you know, and have them available to more than just diehards that are willing to import it. Because it would be nice, you know, if his stuff was heard by a wider public. What do you think? Do you think someone out there should take a chance? Honestly, I write reviews of older albums that get reissued, and some of the stuff is so obscure that it's like, maybe I have a different point of view because I'm a fan, but it does feel like Andy was an integral part of many things. Even me that wasn't old enough, I can look back and go, look at how many things he was involved with, how many kind of lines. I mean, he played with Pink Floyd, you know, let alone anything else, that's enough to get some kind of reissue going. So yeah, what do you think? What's your favorite song by Andy Bowen, a solo? Mine would probably be Rock and Roll Baby Blues. Always loved it. Loved the kind of almost synthy, stringy thing going on in that second verse. It's just something magical about it. So I've been Jamie Dyer. This has been The Crowcast. Thanks for listening.